He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is January the 28th, and this is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. You're listening to Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, broadcasting today from the shores of the Wando River. The tide is coming in right now. And the tide is coming in the market. A lot of symbolism in a river. The Dow is up 110 points right now. Of course, we lost 450 yesterday, but who's counting? The Dow up 110 today. That's 0.4%. And that puts our Dow 30 at 28,648. In fact, the Dow would be up quite a bit more, but you have 3M. Having a bad day. It's a 2M today. S&P 500 up 20 points, 0.6%, puts the S&P at 3264. And the NASDAQ, most powerful move of all, that's an 0.8% move, 9210 on the NASDAQ. Russell 2000, well, the small caps under pressure today, down 8 points. That is minus 0.5%. Crude oil still under pressure. Crude oil down 8 cents this morning to 53.06. Gold down 250 per ounce. 1574, getting pretty close to 1600, which it hasn't seen for a while. Silver's down 36 cents to $17.69. And the bond market had one heck of a rally yesterday, sending our bond fund to a new all-time high. The 10-year yield this morning is remaining down where it landed yesterday at 1.62%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And we are gaining back, we lost at the end of the day, I think it was 450, right, that we were down yesterday. But here's the thing. I learn more and get a better feel for the market by actually diving into the water, getting into the water and looking underneath the market, maybe crawling under the car and looking at the engine. I looked at a lot of individual charts yesterday, maybe 500 or 600 by the time the day was all through. And I just saw an index that was down 450, but I saw a lot of strength in individual stocks. Well, how can that be, Bill? Don't all stock? No. Sometimes a small bunch, handful of stocks dominate the indexes when there's really a lot better strength underneath the indexes. And as I looked at one chart after another, beginning at Apple, and moving on to Adobe, and then and on, AMD, etc. What I saw was a very consistent pattern of the gap down yesterday at the open of the market. That was the low of the day. And then I saw a lot of buying just by looking at the chart, the intraday chart. Okay, the intraday chart shows where it opened, the high for the day, and where it closed for the day. And I would say most charts closed at their high of the day, even though they were down, which shows that there was accumulation in these stocks that were selling off yesterday. Now, not everyone, but the vast majority were being bought yesterday. So there was a lot of strength in the market yesterday. But when all was said and done, we lost about 1.5%. When the day was over, the energy stocks got hit real hard. Man, I just do not like the energy stocks. I haven't liked them for a long time. They were down 2.8%. And the high-flying information technology sector, it was down 2.4% yesterday. And the travel and, yeah, the travel-related stocks, Wynn Resorts, et cetera, that was a soft, real soft spot in the market, softer than the rest. And I thought the semiconductors were pretty soft, which, you know, there's a lot of back and forth in the semiconductor stocks with China. And, in fact, that showed up a lot during the trade war. When Trump was especially sending out nasty tweets about China, the semiconductor stocks would sell off viciously. And when it looked like they were getting closer and closer to a trade deal, the semiconductor stocks did well. Well, they had a fairly bad day yesterday. We'll see how they do today. We're going to get some very important earnings tonight after the close of the market. As if there's not enough volatility in the market right now. Couple of big stocks, Apple, I know, reports. I've got a list here that I'll go through in a bit. And also AMD reports tonight, a very important semiconductor stock. So suffice it to say, however, that was one of the weak spots in the market, weaker than most. We had some results here this morning in earnings reports, which we'll get to here in a bit. The Chinese market is closed all week. It will not open again until, I think, next Monday because of the Chinese New Year. So Hong Kong was closed, China closed, and of course the Chinese stocks were very weak yesterday. They are rebounding somewhat today, and they closed well off their lows. I mean, they got pummeled right at the open of the market yesterday. And then they made quite a nice comeback as the day progressed. They still closed down for the day, but it's good to see that buying coming in. You know, when there's no bid for stocks, that's a problem. But there was plenty of buying that I observed with my mask and snorkel underneath the surface of the market yesterday. We had the yield curve. You know what? I had no idea, but with interest rates going down as low as they did yesterday, I don't know where the bottom was, but it was right around 1.6%. There was a moment yesterday when the 3-month and the 10-year bonds inverted. Now, that's the first time since last October that we've seen an inversion. Now, that occurs when the 3-month yield is greater than the 10-year yield on the bonds, and it is a forward indicator of a potential recession. So, obviously, the market looked at what's going on in China. They looked at global growth yesterday, and according to the bond market, at least yesterday, the odds for a recession down somewhere down in the future moved up a bit closer than it was the day before because we saw an inversion of the yield curve. We show that in our newsletter every week, the yield curves, because they have been a pretty reliable predictor of recessions in the past, and it just makes sense. The yield curve seems to be working just fine, thank you. There's trouble in China, and obviously the chance of a recession in the U.S. goes up, and we did see a brief yield curve inversion yesterday. There's also talk, and you know what? This is a safety net, as far as I'm concerned, under the market right now. You got a very accommodative Fed right now, and they will be standing by if needed. Now, right now, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that we're not going to see any rate hikes in 2020 unless things get too hot in the economy, and that doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. If anything, this whole coronavirus and this Chinese situation, which should be around for months to come, will probably take something out of global growth. How much, we don't know. It's not known at this point in time, but we do have the Fed, who could ease rates. You know, they could send interest rates down. They could cut a quarter of a point if things got worse. And I think that's probably putting a bottom under this market. The market is not as worried as it normally would be in a situation like this because the Fed has the market's back. Well, yeah, I don't like to brag, but I rose to number 291 yesterday in the tip ranks. 281, that's my highest rank ever, out of about 7,500 stock pickers that they track. And, of course, I established my track record with the articles I write for Seeking Alpha. That puts me in the top 3.9%. as far as returns go, of all bloggers in America. So at least you can, at least that lends a little bit of validity here, you know, credibility to what I say and what I talk about. I have a brand new article out on Seeking Alpha today, by the way. My neck is on the line. I've put it out there. You can go to seekingalpha.com and see what stock. It's a large cap with a 4% dividend yield that I absolutely love. We'll be right back. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, we've got a pretty good rally underneath the market here today after yesterday's 450-point drubbing. The Dow is up 132 right now. The S&P is up 24, and the NASDAQ's up 76 points right now. So that's a welcome relief after quite a sell-off in the market yesterday. Durable goods orders come in strong. There's no problem with the U.S. economy, at least at this point in time. It remains to be seen what impact coronavirus and the this big issue in China, who obviously is a pretty big trading partner of ours. We saw the market gyrate wildly while the trade talks were taking place, and we do a lot of business with China, so it remains to be seen. And, of course, a lot of American companies, Starbucks, Apple, Yum China, a lot of companies over there in China doing business, and China's going to just be at a standstill here for a while. Durable goods, 2.4%. That was better than expected. And I think every economic report so far, except one on January, right at the beginning of January, that manufacturing index, every other one has been very strong for the most part. A lot of these China virus-related stocks continue to be just all over the place. Man, that's a dangerous game to play. One today, CTSO. Let's check in on CTSO. It was a big mover this morning. They have some kind of a disinfectant. Yeah, well, it's pulled back. It is up 10%, however. Let's check in on nanovirucides. I just saw the CEO of the company on one of the business channels. That stock is down 31% today. I told you not to play that game. That is a dicey game. Novavax is another one. NVAX, that stock today is down 13.2%. You know, the action in the market today is telling me that maybe the panic that was in the market yesterday from the virus has settled down just a little bit here today. These virus-related stocks are selling off quite a bit. There's another one, Codex, which was on fire yesterday, CODX. It's down 15.5. You've got to have nerves of steel to play that game. Now, there's a new one joining the ranks today. Let's see how it's doing. OCBY. It's even too small. It's a nano cap. Let's leave the nano caps alone. Okay, Luckin Coffee, it's rebounding quite a bit today. And you know, yesterday I saw it come down to its 50-day moving average, and a lot of buying at that point in time, and today it's up 6.3%, back up to $39.44. It is off of its high. It is one that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. It is the Starbucks. Maybe they want to be, but they do have more outlets now in China than Starbucks. As China, which is a tea-drinking nation, discovering coffee, and Luckin Coffee is a fast-growing franchise over there. Their sales have been growing by 600 to 900%. Quarter over quarter for the last four quarters. Not profitable yet, but they're moving that direction. But right now, there's not a lot of people in China hanging out at the coffee shop discussing the latest book. They're inside protecting themselves from the coronavirus. Okay, Ballard Power. I continue to watch. You know, Ballard's been around a long time. I can remember maybe 15 years ago. There was a lot of excitement around fuel cell energy batteries, which basically comes from water, hydrogen fuel cells. Well, Ballard Power is now saying that fuel cell electric vehicles are coming. I have a little position in Ballard Power, which has been exceptionally strong here recently. It's now a $2.3 billion market cap company headquartered in Burnaby, British Columbia. They say that the stock is up, let's see, how much is it up right now? 6.2%. After saying its proton exchange membrane fuel cell technology and products have powered fuel cell electric vehicles for an industry-leading cumulative total more than 18 million miles on roads around the globe. Well, you know, cars running on water, that would be something. I know that they're running a lot smaller applications with their fuel cell batteries, but to get enough, you know, mileage out of a car, that would be something. So I do have a small stake in my emerging growth portfolio in Ballard Power, BLDP. I think another lift to the market Boeing getting their $12 billion in financing to weather the MAX crisis. You know, that's another stock that weighs heavily on the Dow. And there's been times when the Dow was down a lot and you look under the surface of the market and it's mostly because of just a few companies. And, of course, Boeing has been one of those companies here over the last year or let's see, it's been almost a year and a half now since Boeing's problems began. But they did get their funding. They secured a loan. And I think they'll be just fine. I think they're going to survive. When to get back into Boeing? Well, you know, if you're a bottom fisher and a value investor, personally, I like to buy into strength, not weakness. For me, the stock is still extremely weak. And I think the valuation is pretty dicey right now. Where will earnings come in this year and next year? That still is kind of an unknown. Nike pulling all its Kobe gear from its online store till they decide what to do. They're going to reevaluate their strategy on how to handle the signature gear. You know, one thing about Kobe Bryant, he was a very, very successful businessman. He made millions off of Body Armor drink. He was an investor in the early days in Alibaba and many, many, many startup companies. You know, it's refreshing. I know a lot of the stars in basketball, you hate to hear it that they're penniless, you know, several years after they retire. A lot of times they get taken by unscrupulous advisors and associates and all of their entourage, okay? Having an entourage is not cheap. And a lot of those basketball players had hanger-oners, I guess, and would hang around and travel with them to Vegas and gambling junctures and things like that. And took a lot of their money, but Kobe Bryant was a very, very sharp and successful businessman. Wow, look at the earnings coming up here tonight after the close of the market. Well, let's just get till the close of the market, but I better warn you what's coming after the close of the market when we come back. Market up 183 right now, gathering steam. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our Premier and Ultra Growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, after the close of the market, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Apple will report earnings. It's still one of the biggest, probably top five, maybe even top three, earnings reports during every earnings season. So we'll anxiously await. Right now, Apple stock, which I own in several accounts, it's having a very good day. It's up $5.46 right now, 1.7%, and just a little bit below its all-time high here recently set when it hit. I think it went over 320 there for a while. And now it's at 314. It's a $1.4 trillion company. Apple will report earnings after the close. And I'm sure they'll have something to say about how the events in China are impacting them. We're going to hear from AMD, too, tonight. I think that's a pretty big report also. They have become a major player in the semiconductor chip sector. How is AMD? AMD is, I see the chip stocks just rebounding a little bit today. Most all of them, just a little bit. It is up 1.1% today, 52 cents, $49.79 on AMD. Its all-time high was $52. It's off a couple bucks, $2.50 maybe from its all-time high. AMD will also report earnings tonight after the close of the market. Those are the big ones, okay? So prepare for that. Man, the junk bond market just got slammed yesterday. I've been warning about high-yield bonds. We feel so strongly about the vulnerability of junk bonds that we actually have an inverse ETF that we own in our bond fund that goes inverse junk bonds. Why have high-yield bonds been overbought by such a wide margin here recently? Well, people chasing yield. With the Fed keeping interest rates so low, it's like, a desert out there. Thirsty investors craving any kind of yield at all and swallowing things that aren't very good. A lot of this high-yield stuff are energy stocks, drillers, very weak companies. It's all you got to do. You know, you can look at the components of an ETF. There's a lot of ways to do that. It will list their top 10 holdings. Some of them list all their holdings. In fact, you can almost always, if you do enough research, find all the holdings in an ETF. Well, you look at junk, JNK, which is an index, a high-yield index, and just look at the quality of the stocks in there. It's pretty bad. Investors pulled $1.4 billion from the biggest junk bond ETF last Friday. That's also a risk-off type of thing, getting out of that stuff. JNK and HYG, high yield, are the two proxies that I watch for that junk bond index. There's also an inverse ETF. Okay, the SpaceX still launching hundreds of satellites to circle the globe. And let's not forget SpaceX is part of Tesla to bring internet to every little square foot of the planet at some point in time. SpaceX called off a launch yesterday, but they're launching 60 more Starlink. One rocket will carry 60 Starlink broadband internet satellites expected to be deployed. They already have 240 up there, and they want to eventually get this, have 12,000 of such satellites circling the globe, beaming down the internet to places on the earth that where internet is not available. Exxon sinks to a 10-year low. Very little to be excited about for the near future, say the analyst. And I would agree with that. You know, I think that the large cap, and here these are great examples of companies that pay huge dividends, but the stock's going down. So whatever you earn in dividend yield, you're going to lose in the price of the stock. Look at the chart of ExxonMobil. You could say, wow, where else can I get a 5.4% dividend yield? Well, there's a lot of companies that offer dividend yields. I want to say BP is up around that level. Chevron is up around that level. AT&T is up around that level. And they all have one thing in common. They're not growing their earnings anymore. In fact, their earnings are contracting. Over the last 5 years, Exxon's earnings have contracted by 8% per year on average. 8% per year contraction. Stocks follow earnings. When earnings contract, the stock price contracts. It's simple. Oh, but I get a 5.4% dividend. I hear this all the time. It's all about total return. And I think you can blame the woes of these large oil companies on a couple of things. I mean, Tesla's not helping, right? With solar's not helping, right? But I think more than anything, fracking. Fracking in Texas is hurting oil prices, keeping oil prices down, hurting Saudi Arabia for sure, hurting the Middle East cartel for sure, hurting Russia for sure, and caught in the middle, ExxonMobil. I see no reason to own, that's just me, these large oil stocks. Okay, there's a very promising biotech that I've got my eye on. It's called Denali Therapeutics. The symbol is DNLI. They have an interesting drug candidate for Parkinson's disease. Well, we're all rooting for that one. Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are a couple of very elusive cures, trying to find a cure for those two. But there's also a big payday for somebody out there if they can. And they are making progress. Denali yesterday, this is a small cap stock, but it was the breakout stock of the day. It stood out especially because it was a 450-point drop in the market yesterday. And Denali was up like 28% or something like that. Well, it's down 7% today, and I'll tell you why. When these stocks pop like this, guess what? They go to the trough. They do a secondary offering. All of a sudden, there's a lot of appetite for the stock. There's news on the stock. People know about the stock, and they float a secondary offering. And almost always, the stock will fall on that secondary offering and then resume its uptrend if they really have a good shot at something. Anyways, there was an overallotment of the shares. That means there was more demand than there was supply. And they continue to work on a potential, their lead candidate is for Parkinson's disease. The symbol of Denali is DNLI, but it is a $2.5 billion company. It is a small cap stock. I have my eye on it. How about sports betting? You know, another one I have my eye on. Now, these stocks that I mentioned here, they fall into the emerging growth category. Sports betting. You know, look at Diamond Eagle again today. I really like Diamond Eagle. What did they do? They recently bought DraftKings. They bought basically a shell of a company that had a ticker symbol called Double Eagle Acquisition. And through that shell, they purchased DraftKings. And there is talk, you know, DraftKings is a powerful brand. They could easily end up owning some of these sports books in Las Vegas. This is a growth industry, whether it's college basketball, whether it's a professional football, or any number of sports, college football, obviously, NBA basketball. Sports betting is a big, big market, and DEAC, Diamond Eagle Acquisition, very interesting stock, hitting a new all-time high today at $15.64. Some believe that DraftKings could get as big as $3 billion. Well, Diamond Eagle's currently a $775 million. That would be a quadruple from here. Well, we'll keep our eye on it, DEAC. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunnarsson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunnarsson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GunnarssonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunnarsson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunnarsson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunnarsson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunnarsson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunnarsson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, this rally has gained momentum, steam, during the show here. Gosh, we're almost regaining everything we lost yesterday here at our firm. The market is not, it's only about halfway back of what it was down yesterday. The Dow's up 211 now. And not sure why, you know, short covering. I'm sure there's some of that involved. A lot of people panicked yesterday at the open of the market, and over the weekend they had time to think about it, and all the news was bad coming out of China. And it's a given in the market that almost always the market will overreact, almost always. Well, today we're getting quite a nice rebound. Up 215 on the Dow, and the NASDAQ especially strong. I think it's up almost 100 points, or it is up 100 points right now. McDonald's, okay, they're impacted. We'll get through that. They've closed all their stores over in China. Starbucks has closed all of its stores. We have earnings today. I'm trying to get to my featured stock of the day here. Polaris. The pride of Minnesota, right? You all know Polaris up there, which is headquartered in Medina, Minnesota. Polaris, it's up 4% today, but it has been a pretty good growth stock over the years. Not as good as it used to be. But a pretty well-run company, Polaris. They beat earnings, stock up $3 per share here this morning. Pfizer, they are a Dow component. They reported earnings this morning. Pfizer's not doing well at all, down 3.5%. I consider Pfizer to be a stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. The same with Hogg. I'm not a Harley Davidson fan. I'm not a fan of the stock. It's been a terrible performer. That has been a non-growth company for the last 10 years, believe it or not. Harley, H-O-G. They tried to sell the electric motorcycles, but I don't think the Hells Angels were going for it. electric motorcycle. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the home of Hogg. Harley Davidson, and one I'm interested in here, Lockheed Martin, they reported earnings, and there's my stock of the day. That's an easy one. Okay, I own Lockheed Martin LMT in my dividend and growth portfolio, and it goes without saying that defense stocks are good to own during Republican administrations, and not so good to own during Democratic administrations, but Lockheed has pretty much weathered all administrations. Lockheed is a worldwide company, $123 billion in market capitalization, headquartered out of Bethesda, Maryland. It is a growth and dividend stock. The dividend yield currently at 2.2%. I know the current CEO of Lockheed is very tight with the White House. Lockheed manufactures military aircraft, missiles, satellites, submarine combat systems, and missile defense systems. We're not talking video games here. The impressive part of the Lockheed story is the growth story. Over the last 5 years, Lockheed has delivered earnings growth of 15% per year. That's very good for a $122 billion company. Kind of a sad state, kind of a sad commentary on the world today, that military aircraft, missiles, submarine combat systems, missile defense system are such a growth industry, but that's the way it is. And it's not going to get any better. Lockheed Martin has been growing their earnings by 15% per year over the last 5 years. Stocks follow earnings. So let's check out the performance of the shares. Over the last 5 years, guess what? 21% per year is what Lockheed has delivered. That's basically the growth of earnings plus the dividend yield. Okay? There's almost a one-to-one correlation between growth in earnings and stock price appreciation. Lockheed over the last 1 year is up 59% with all of the issues, of course, with Iran and other hotspots in the world. It has a momentum grade of A right now. The valuation is decent, too. When I extrapolate Lockheed's earnings out over the next 5 years and compute a five-year target price and add in the dividend yield, I get 84% upside potential over the next 5 years. That's why I own it. Lockheed is currently ranked number 81 out of 5,493. How does it get that ranking? It's based on two things mainly. Valuation. Okay, you got 81% upside, 91%, was it 81? 84% upside potential. You've got a momentum grade of A, that's performance, or alpha. You have a performance grade of B+. I currently have Lockheed LMT as a strong buy. Man, I love my app. Ha ha, the best stocks now app there currently has 5,493 securities in it. Measuring them on a daily basis, and Lockheed currently is ranked at number 81, strong buy, and I own it here at Gunderson Capital in my dividend and growth portfolio. You know, a lot of people like to buy dividend payers that are growing their dividends. Well, I do too, but I also want to see these companies growing their earnings. That is really critical in my methodology. Well, if you'd like to put my methodology to work for you, I hit the top 3.9% of all stock pickers out there, bloggers, and amongst all the professionals out there, which there's 13,000 tracked by TipRanks, I'm in the top 7.4%. And don't forget, I have a defense. There will be a time to roll the defense on the field. Now's not the time. I did not hedge anything yesterday as I looked at my individual stocks, but there's a recession out there somewhere. So, you know, from the safest portfolio, the bond portfolio, which has done fantastic, on down to our ultra growth portfolio, which looked at more of the fast growers like Luckin Coffee, etc., or the dividend growth stocks. We've done very, very well, and you get 2 free weeks. I didn't even mention that of my live trading. Go to Gunderson Capital. If you want to talk to us, 855-611-611. Best. Whew, have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.